Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Texture writes, good morning, Tara. I'm glad to hear you're agreeing with my theory that Robinson didn't act alone. Big change from last week when you were on team, he did it by himself. No, it wasn't. No. Last week, okay. So I had a caller last week, got into a big argument with him. He was arguing that Robinson didn't do it, which is absurd. So, you know, I debated him, but no, I never definitively said he did it alone. I didn't say that. I've had my suspicions, in fact, from the beginning. There's a lot of really weird things about the shooting, and it's good to see that confirmed by the FBI director, who says they're not ruling out a second assassin. They are now pursuing over 30 people, including people who came and went from Tyler Robinson's home. And folks, when you had, I got this right here. I'm the one who went through these. Listen to this. Last week. Exhaustively, but I'll do it again. Headline, X account that predicted Charlie Kirk's assassination a week in advance also posted a date for Trump for his coming assassination before deleting the account. Another account is a transgender man recorded a rap song a month before the assassination called Charlie Kirk Dead at 31. By the way, exact headline that was run by John Solomon at Just the News when he was the first to break the story that Charlie Kirk was in fact dead. He had died of his injuries. It was the exact headline. I mean, you want to talk about freaky. I've got a whole stack here of this. Now, that's what I was saying last week. I didn't say that he acted alone. I never said that. In fact, I said from the beginning, it sure seems like a lot of people knew this was happening. I even broke down the pedophile that showed up to try to save him from his fate, Tyler Robinson, and how it seemed like that guy knew something. I mean, so no, I never said that. It's amazing what people think I say. And I don't. And I know that's because a lot of y'all are busy. You're doing other things while you're listening to the show. So you don't fully get everything I say. I get it. I talk for 4 hours a day. But no, I never said that. Texter writes, I have a great idea. Let's use the assassination of Charlie Kirk to crack down on Democrats and strip them of their constitutional rights. That's obviously a sarcastic liberal troll. That is not happening. Period. End of memo. And I was thrilled to see when Pam Bondi said, hey, we're going to go after hate speech. Immediately our side, just absolute uproar on X. Matt Walsh leading it saying, oh, heck no, you're not doing this. Nope, 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 nope. And she was even talking about going after that Office Depot where the employees refused to print a flyer for the Kirk vigil because they don't like Charlie Kirk or whatever. And she was saying she was going to sue them. Please, no, 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 no. We've spent 2 decades trying not to bake the cake. Trying not to let the left force us into speech, force speech. If the employees at Office Depot do not want to print it, they don't have to print it. They can get fired by their boss, and they did. That's how it works. That's how it goes. But no, they shouldn't be legally forced to do that. And she backed off, by the way, and walked it back. Thank God for that. And folks, I've been saying since the beginning of last week, I don't want a single one of their social media accounts touched. Where will I get show content? How will I prove to you how crazy they are? I don't want them silenced. I want them amplified. So we all know how they think. Who they are. But let me correct you of that. You say it's a great idea. Let's use the assassination of Charlie Kirk to crack down on Democrats. There is no free speech crackdown on Democrats. And we know that definitively, folks. So what they're claiming, and I can't emphasize this enough, okay, because they're going to go wild with this. What they're claiming is that Brendan Carr at the FCC made some comments on a podcast that ABC should lose its license because Kimmel was lying, which even Nate Silver admits he was lying. I mean, left-wing activist Nate Silver. Yeah, he was lying. Jimmy Kimmel was lying. Well, Brendan Carr makes some comments, and the Democrats draw this crazy line from he said some stuff on a podcast to ABC was forced by Trump to fire Kimmel. No, no, no. Absolutely, unequivocally, no. And now we know that, unequivocally, factually, argument over. According to Nexstar, Carr's comments weren't a factor. Got it? The decision to, quote, the decision to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live was made unilaterally by the senior executive team at Nexstar. They had no communication with the FCC or any government agency prior to making that decision, unquote. A Nexstar spokesman said Carr's comments weren't a factor. So you are hearing it from the corporation. There's no there there. This is fake. You are not losing your constitutional rights like we did. I'm on my third YouTube account for telling the truth about COVID when the Democrats found that inconvenient because they wanted to crush Trump's economy. Texter writes, I never thought that the Butler shooter worked alone. Too many stacked failures with security. I'm convinced there's something more to the Butler shooting. And I have said that from the beginning and I have factually demonstrated it. Texter writes, Tara, the city council in Spartanburg today is looking to vote on installing a hate crime ordinance. Has to do with race and sexuality and all kinds of woke nonsense. Please announce for people to come early to city council today to sign up to speak in opposition of it. Another texter writes, Tara, there's nothing bad about being right. Charlie Kirk was shot because of his faith, and all those commies will meet their maker one day, and they will never see the promised land, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, and then it fragments up. Yeah, so, folks, one thing I'm so pleased with yesterday, and Erica Kirk nailed this, when she talked about just the stark difference. Folks, if you tune between them rioting, looting $2 billion worth of damage and what you saw yesterday, if you tuned in yesterday and you hadn't been following the news, you didn't know what you were watching. And as Charlie James just announced there, I didn't know that 130 million Americans tuned in. Holy cow, that is trouble for the Democrats. What they saw was a joyful celebration that didn't even seem like a funeral, like a memorial service at all. In fact, if you tuned in, it would take you a while to figure out that Charlie Kirk had died. It would look like they were just gearing up, like announcing the next great speaker, and it was going to be Charlie Kirk. I mean, there was so much joy, so much love, so much faith. And it really showcased to America who we are and who they're trying to kill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.